It's Marketplace Tech for Tuesday the 19th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Was it suicide or was it murder? And is a major Chinese company trying to use restricted U.S. technology for a military purpose? In a case with possible national security implications for the U.S., an American electronics engineer was found hanged in Singapore last year. Local police suggested Shane Todd's death was suicide. He was troubled and was just leaving his job, but the family isn't buying it. A story in the Financial Times is raising troubling questions about the circumstances of the death and work Todd was doing for IME, a Singapore government research institute. The work reportedly involved gallium nitride, a semiconductor that can withstand high levels of heat and power with both civilian and military applications. There are also possible connections to Huawei, the big Chinese phone company that American lawmakers worry could be involved in espionage. Christine Spoller is investigations editor for the Financial Times.
What we know from a file on Mr. Todd's computer was that he has a project labeled Huawei, which is the Chinese telecom giant, and there was a project plan where IME and Huawei would be working on a project from 2012 to the end of 2014. And his family believes that he could have been a victim of foul play, murdered because of his work.
Because Huawei, there are some members of the U.S. Congress who have voiced concerns about Huawei in terms of the work they do for the Chinese military.
Yeah, I mean, a potential connection with Huawei would be problematic. Huawei was deemed a security risk by lawmakers on the House of Representatives Intelligence Committee. And they did an 11-month investigation in looking at how Huawei was using its communications equipment. That committee suspected it could be used for spying.
Now, you write that Shane Todd himself had misgivings about the work he had been doing. What might he have been worried about?
Well, this is his family story, and what they said was he got trained on some equipment for gallium nitride in January 2012. He went back to Singapore, and he was working on a project that he told his family involved IME and a Chinese company. And he said that he feared that he was hurting U.S. national security with some of the things he was being asked to do on the project.
What's the next formal step in this case? I heard something about perhaps a coroner's report is due next month.
Yeah, there will be a coroner's inquest. The family believed the police pursued this as a suicide. The police have been saying that, no, it's an ongoing investigation. They haven't determined. But the family very much feels that he could have been murdered, and they're not satisfied with the police investigation.
Christine Spoller is investigations editor for the Financial Times. The piece, reported with Raymond Bonner, ran under the headline, Death in Singapore. Ms. Spoller, thank you very much.
Thank you.
In response to the FT's piece, Singapore authorities say they're still investigating Shane Todd's death, with a coroner's inquest set for next month. It's quite a waiting list. 800,000 people have signed up for a new way to manage the onslaught of email that piles up on smartphones. It's named Mailbox from a company called Orchestra. Among its features, if you see an email that needs a response but not right away, you can snooze it and it'll pop back up later. The company is trying to avoid too many people signing into its servers at once, so it's phasing things in. And yesterday, somebody hacked into Burger King's official Twitter account and announced that BK is being sold to McDonald's. Turns out they were just telling a Whopper. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.